Dave Moore on Today FM.
One of my favourite human beings has had a busy year. It was landed in him sitting across from me now on the 1st of November. Baz Ashmawi, how are you?
I'm just here for the bangers.
Yes.
That's a tune. That's a tune.
Great tune. Brilliant. Great to see you.
Good to see you, man.
Yes, it's been a while. Yeah. Yes, but I've seen you because you've been doing lots of things, which I think is great. Now, we're going to talk about all the other bits that you're doing.
Yeah.
In a little while.
Yeah.
Well, let's focus on the money list because this is back for a second season, and now it has two shows on the weekend.
Yeah. So it's on a Saturday. It's on just to kind of keep people on their toes. Yeah. I think it's 9:20 on Saturday
okay,
night.
Yeah.
And then 6:30.
See,
on the Sunday.
There you go. Already people are going, write that down. Right. Pay attention.
Right. Right. But that's what it is.
Two days a weekend.
Yes.
It's brilliant. Now, to someone who's tuned in has gone, hang on, I love Baz. What's this show?
Yeah.
I know it's second series, but in case someone doesn't know, what is it?
So basically, I get two random Irish punters from all over Ireland, and I put them in a soundproof booth. And they go up against another two random punters who don't know each other.
This is the thing. When you say random, he means that. Like, it's not like you go on with your best mate who you know is really good at geography and politics and you're good at sport. No, you don't know who these people are.
And it's kind of the genius of it.
That is the genius of it.
Because you get two people who are very, very different. And they're only getting to know each other as they're playing. And then they also have to negotiate with each other. So
it's
very good. And then I'm on a big podium and they fight it out. And they're asked, like, you know, it's not too highbrow. As in, like, it could be Man United players, and then the next question could be Irish presidents.
That's it. And your idea is that you see with this new person that you're playing with,
yeah,
how many collectively do you think you could name? And you kind of bid that against the other people.
Yeah, so I say I can name like 10, you know,
Man United
championship
players.
Winning Man United players.
Right.
And you go, well, I can name this many.
Yeah.
And we go until one of us says, okay, I got 20. And I go, okay, name them.
Okay, exactly.
And if you get one wrong, I win the money.
It's the kind of, all right then, step up then.
Let's do it.
It's like calling people on when you're playing cards and go, all right then, show me
and
your
And what's great is you get
kings.
Someone who doesn't have a clue, but they're just bluffing the other person into a really uncomfortable amount of people. So it's fun and it's easy. And do you know what it is for me? It's my kids actually watch it. My
there
kids don't watch all my shows, but it's one of the shows they like sitting on the couch and, you know.
Okay, well, I have a bit of a surprise for you and for me, because I've been told about this just before you came in. So in a few minutes' time, you and I are going to work together on a money list category.
Oh, wow.
But we won't get that yet. We'll hold on, because I want to talk about more things. Kev has sent a message and he says, please ask Baz if Faithless is coming back, one of the best Irish shows in years. Baz, this was such a joy to watch. This was your sitcom.
Ah, thanks, man.
Your unbelievable show, Faithless. You know how much I loved it.
Ah, thanks.
In for it when it was on. It is coming back, right?
Yeah, I'm nearly finished. I'm just at the, like, I won't lie, like, there's
tired.
A lot of broken coffee cups in my office. But no, I'm close to the end of it now. So I think we go into production maybe in late January or something like
and
that.
How exciting that when you do something as bold as what you did, and something as brave as I think what you did, to bring it in the terms you wanted to bring this story to the TV, to then have the validation, somebody goes, not only did he put it on, not only was it great, but now we want to get bigger, better, and go for a second series.
Yeah, like, you know, a lot of time in life, you just chancing your arm at things, you know, you're just giving something a go. I was saying it to someone else earlier on. I think it's good to do things that you feel uncomfortable about every now and then.
Okay.
I think it's a really good thing. Like, say, someone like yourself, you can do this in your sleep. Every now and then, Dave, wouldn't be a bad thing just for you to lead a little documentary on whatever you're interested in. You know, I think it's good. I think it's good just to try new little things. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work.
You got to try them.
But just to try. And that can be in any essence of life, you know. And that's something I kind of learned a long time ago, and I kind of live by it now, where, yeah, what's there to lose?
What's there to lose? What are you holding back?
You
get one shot.
You get one shot. One shot.
KK says, Dave, how's Bass smelling today?
Divine.
Apparently he uses the nicest aftershave. Can you ask him again what it is?
This is becoming quite a thing.
Like, Every time Baz is on the show, I either comment on it or a listener asks to get in.
It's Lueve.
Lueve.
Lueve, which is some Spanish brand who I'm now should be sponsored by.
I was going to say.
But no, Lueve. Lueve is my one that I like.
When you're as famous as you are, sometimes things stick in people's heads. Mm. They may not stick in your head because for you it's just another day, but for Fiona and Tralee, who's just sent a message. Obviously, this is an important thing. She says, ask Baz if he remembers leaving his suit bag at the side of the road on his way to Tralee for a fundraising event he was emceeing back in 2009. He also had a barbecue in my parents' house. I can't believe how long ago that was. Hope you're well, Baz.
Fiona, I don't remember anything between 2007 and 2014. It's the peak of my alcoholism. So it does sound very like something I would do, though.
Would you do it now? I think you probably would still.
I'm a very scatty person.
Yeah.
You know, if I leave this studio, I'll come back 2 minutes later and grab my phone and grab my bits. I'm just my daughter's the exact same.
Really?
The exact same. And my mum is the same.
Okay.
You know when these people go, oh God, where's my keys?
Yes.
And they're in her bag where she just put them 2 seconds ago.
Someone sent me a text yesterday that they spent 15 minutes looking for their phone in their car using the torch on their phone.
Nice.
Shining the light in the dark.
I'm that dude.
Come here. DIY SOS is coming back.
Oh, thank God, yeah.
My daughter Nina is like, she just gives out so much because there aren't enough episodes. She's seen them all at least 3 or 4 times. She watches the UK ones and a push, but she just wants Baz. She just wants that show.
Personally, I love the Irish ones. So again, there's just something about Irish people, and they're just, they add a sense of humour to it and a sense of crack, and maybe it's just because there are people as well.
But
you
beautiful
know,
stories too. And
really,
the
really
communities
powerful.
Around them like, are just amazing.
And there's very few shows you do that you come out of and I get something out of it. Like I get home to my own family and I look at them very differently.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very sweet to them as soon as I get home. I'm hugging them on the couch. And now, a day later, I'm throwing Jordan Air ones at them. But for that in small moments when I come back.
It matters, yeah.
You know, family matters again, you know.
And they're on the lookout for people at the moment. So
yeah, we're on the lookout for families, yeah.
So for families who are in need of help with construction, if you email DIYSOS@indiepics.ie, indiepics.ie.
Yeah. And, or even if you know of a family, if it's not your family, you think you know of a family, you know.
But look, there's so much we could talk about, but let's talk about the money list because that is what is the big focus now today. And that is going on your TV screen Saturday nights at 9:20, Sundays at 6:30. It'll be on the RTE player as well. And
God, they're flying an RT scheduling, aren't they? They're really.
They obviously let somebody go.
Well,
and that's all over the place. But anyway, RT1, 9:20 Saturday night. Let's play a game of the money list. Where
Dave, I have to say, I'm an incredibly stupid person. If you give me a sheet of paper, I can come across as very intelligent.
But I host Music Master here on this radio show every single day. I sound like I know everything.
Yeah.
I would be so bad at Music Master.
Yeah.
We're about to find out how bad Baz would be at the money list because Emer Shannon is here and Emer is going to give us a topic. So this is what would happen on money list.
Can I just state this? I feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable
so
in Emer's position.
Yes.
But being on this side, I just don't like it.
No, I'm being the host with those sweaty pants.
Yeah.
So what Baz and I will then do, work as a team, we'll decide how many we think we can do and then we'll go for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Emer, give us the topic.
So we decided to go for something that we feel that would appeal to both your personalities. And we both know that you love your shopping. You love your Jordan 1s, all that sort of thing. So we want you to list. There are a number of shopping centres in Dublin listed on Wikipedia. How many can you name just Dublin shopping centres?
Like, okay, I top of my head I'm going, well, you're south side, I'm north side, so you should have this covered.
So,
like, I could definitely top of my head think 5. Could you do another?
Well, I can definitely. Let me think quickly. There's Nook Grove, Dundrum.
It's a money list, never seen.
Shopping centre.
Yeah. Shopping centre.
So I wonder if we're wandering into town, are we coming across the same one?
Possibly.
Would we name?
I'd say we'd do 10, would we? Or do you think that's too high?
No, like who are we against?
Well, we're not against anyone. It's
we're not.
Yeah. Like, so we're being called out.
Let's go 10.
Okay. We'll go 10. Emer, you ready?
10 is brave.
Yeah.
10 is a bluff for me.
Okay, let's go. 10 bluff for Baz. Can we do this? Okay. You start.
I go with Nut Grove. Nut Grove Shopping Centre.
Emma's giving us a tick for Nut Grove. Okay.
I'll go with Dundrum.
It's on the list.
I'll jump in and throw Pavilions.
It's on the list.
I'll go with the Swan in Rathmines.
Oh, nice. Swan Shopping Centre.
Is not on the
what?
List.
What? This Swan Shopping Centre is not on the list.
Why?
I don't write the list.
This is where someone in my ear would go, we're just going to fact check that.
we can edit this out in post.
I think it would possibly be on the list.
Is Northside shopping centre on it?
Northside is on it as the first covered shopping centre in Ireland.
Covered shopping centre in Ireland.
Okay. Is the ILAC on it, obviously?
The ILAC is.
Jervis,
yep.
Blanchardstown.
Blanchardstown, correct.
Yeah. Liffey Valley,
correct.
How many more? Actually, how many were there on your list?
There are 18.
18?
Gee,
and
wow.
And the Swan isn't on it.
No, well, I can give you the list.
Give us a rundown there real quick.
Yeah, so Artane Castle Shopping Centre, Blanchardstown we've mentioned, Charlestown Shopping Centre in Finglas, Clare Hall Shopping Centre, which you would...
Nearby to you
would have mentioned, Donnymead Shopping Centre, not a million miles away from you either, Dundrum, Georgia Street Arcade, ILAC, Jervis, Liffey Valley, the Marion Centre, Northside Shopping Centre, the first covered shopping centre in Ireland, Nut Grove Shopping Centre, Omni Park and Santry, the Square and Tala, Stephen's Green, Stillorgan and Swords.
I'm telling you, someone needs to revisit that Wikipedia list. The Swan needs to be on
there. It has to be on.
Justice for the Swan, I say.
It has to be.
Baza Shmawi, it's a pleasure to always have you in the studio.
It's always a pleasure to meet you.
Come back
you
as
again.
Often as you can.
Listen, thanks, man.
And you'll see Baz on your TV screen Saturday nights and Sunday nights on RTÉ1 with the Money List and everywhere else you'll see him as well. Baz, legend. Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.